Blog Talk Radio.
Showings. Damn it.
Did?
Hey, did Blog Talk change their thing? Because I'm going on.
Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute. You know what? Did anybody watch General Hospital? Because I took it off my DVR, so I don't know what happened.
Well,
anything?
I don't either.
Don't watch it.
What?
I don't care.
Yeah. I know Robin and Patrick were supposed to make love today.
You guys, I'm bringing on a 3-6. You guys, I'm bringing
in forever.
You're bringing on
okay,
you?
You guys, I'm bringing on a 360 number.
Yeah.
So we have callers on the line
awesome.
Tonight.
Well, I can't even get into the chat room because of the new way Blog Talk has like designed their page.
Yeah,
I
know.
I hate it. I really don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm bringing 360. You're on there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello? Hi, this is Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Are you?
It's Carly. Good. I left you an email just like 5 minutes ago, so whenever you have a chance, can you look at it?
Okay.
So, yeah. So, welcome.
Thank
Thanks. Yeah, tonight we are talking Lazon, Zeke, everything.
Oh, hey, Christy, just a word off topic, Christy. You know that Glee, the first season of Glee's on Netflix. If anybody has Netflix, you can catch the first season of Glee on Netflix. Just a shout out to anybody
oh,
that
awesome.
Wants. Yeah, I was watching it last night. I was watching some of the episodes. I think my favorite one is the pilot. I like the Madonna episode, you know? And you know that Jonathan Groff's coming back. He's Yeah, I love
yeah,
Rachel. I'm torn between Rachel and huh?
Sorry, I wanted to say another kind of off-topic thing. By the way, my other show, Glee Radio, is the featured host now. If you go to the homepage of Block Talk Radio, you'll see it, like, right on the homepage. They made me a featured host because I had so many listeners on my other radio show.
Really? Well, good.
Yeah. I just saw that yesterday, so I was like, yay!
When does it come
well,
back
guys,
by the... Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't
Hi.
Stay on real long because
oh, okay.
I have to get back to my family, but I just wanted to call in and say keep fighting for Jason and Elizabeth and
yeah, I know.
Jake's
huh?
alive.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah, he's got to be alive.
Can't believe.
You know, like, I just feel like that was such a huge mistake for them to make without thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, it's such bullshit. It's not funny anymore.
It's, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
big
just,
mess.
There's no words. Really,
yes.
There isn't. And I don't know how they sleep
yeah.
at night the way
I
they
don't
treat
either.
People.
Yeah.
I seriously don't.
Yeah, they're losing
yeah.
and
over,
all
for
the,
sure.
Right, and all of the stars just pimping it away, it just drives me crazy.
And not only that, but now there's going to be a grief baby or something. Do you see on one of the magazines?
No.
Are they going to have a grief baby or something?
A what,
you can't baby? You know, because I was in Walmart, like a grief baby. Supposedly, it said something like a grief baby? Question mark. Like grief baby, meaning you know Sam's gonna
what
offer to
grief
maybe.
Baby mean?
I don't know. Like maybe during grief, Sam and Jason decide to be parents, or I don't know. During this time of grief, I guess Carly suggests to Sam maybe you should give Jason
oh,
a baby.
Oh, yeah,
that's
so
bullshit,
it's kind
too.
Of
that's bullshit,
wants
too.
That, I know.
It's bullshit.
I know.
It is. It seriously is.
Yep.
I thought Carly didn't even like Sam, and all of a sudden she wants her to have a baby with Jason?
Exactly.
Yeah, that
there's
doesn't
gotta
make
be
sense.
Something. There's got to be something there. it just doesn't
it's
feel
very,
right.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I mean, she didn't even like them before.
No, it's just, I have a feeling that, now this is just a wild guess, but I'm thinking that Carly didn't let Jason listen to that whole phone call from Franco. And
oh.
I think that she has something planned, and he's blackmailing her because he said something like, thanks to me, or something like that. It all happened because of me. I think he has
oh, yeah.
I really do. I really do.
Yeah,
I think
true.
That boy on the table was that little boy, Edmund, that came in a few weeks ago with heart problems.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know why, but I it might be him. Another theory is this Brenda baby. I don't know, something's just kind of strange that all of a sudden there's this kid in town. We never saw him before, you know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
weird, and we never saw Jake on the table.
Yeah,
we haven't
I know.
Known Jake in a long time. You
yeah.
know? And they didn't let goodbye scenes or anything like that.
I know.
It's and the fact that they don't even have Becky on the show. You know, everybody and their brother is talking about Jake like they cared about him.
I know.
Just,
yeah, I know.
Sick.
And Jake,
it really
we're
sick.
Supposed to believe that Jason's in this pain. And I mean, yeah, I can understand he's probably in pain because he didn't have a part of, it wasn't in his life much. But
yes,
come on.
But it's bullshit. It's agenda.
Know.
It's
I
all
know.
Because of Brian Franz, and he needs to go.
It's
not
even
the Bob.
Yes.
It's not Bob Guza. It's not because... I truly believe he wants to write for Jason and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I really do. He's proven it before. Franz is dictating this shit, and it's got to stop.
It's kind of part of his job to dictate what happens on the show.
I don't understand how one freaking man.
I don't understand how one freaking man has
entire say over everything. It's just sick. It's sick the way he favorites mm-hmm. and.
I know.
And I'm sorry, but Sam's got to go.
She should have been out a long, long time ago. Yeah.
She should.
Yeah.
And the fact that she gets pimped out.
I know.
Day in and day out, whitewashed. I mean, she's nothing but a tramp.
I'm not buying
it. She really is. I can't stand it.
Yeah, I know.
She thinks her shit don't stink. And it's the actress I'm talking about. It's sick. It really is. And how everybody freaking kisses her ass. Who the hell is she? Why does, she get away with what she does?
Yeah.
Why does Brian Franz get away with playing favorites like the way he does? He discriminates all his employees.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense at all. I don't care if it's acting or what, but it's bullshit.
Preach.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
No. You're saying everything that I think everybody's feeling, you know.
I'm sorry, but, I truly think Jake's alive. I think he'll be back in May sweeps. I don't know if he'll be back in May sweeps, but I think we will get some kind of definite clue that he is alive. I don't know if he'll be back on the show yet. I don't know if Jason and Elizabeth will know yet. I don't know. I think they're going to drag that out a little bit. I think Sam's going to fake being pregnant. I think she's going to fake it. I think she's going to wind up sleeping with someone else.
Maybe Dante.
I'm telling you. And I think Franco's behind the procedure.
And why all of a sudden bring Franco in at that time?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
right
that's
after.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And, I'm just so frustrated.
Do you, like, how long have you been watching?
I know it's a TV show, but, it's
part
of people's lives.
I know.
The way these people get just smacked off the right. And the way Becky's co-stars, in my opinion, stab her in the back. I don't think Steve and Scott are great, but the other ones, the female co-stars, they're shit. They really are. They really are, in my opinion. I don't think they respect her. I think they kiss ass to fans, maybe, to get them to, I don't know. I don't know what the agenda is for them, but I don't get it.
Amy, hold on. We have another call. 734, you're on the air, too. 734, you're on the air.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and
this is a place to come
agree.
To. Yeah.
But I truly think if we keep fighting, if all the backlash, I think the backlash alone will bring Jake back.
It already is crazy.
I honestly
Look at the Huffington Post, the New York Post, even real life doctors.
Everything.
Like,
I mean, I shared something personal with people. My sister was killed by a drunk driver when she was 14 years old. Story just kills me. It absolutely kills me. And for weeks I wasn't able to sleep right. It was just affecting me that much. It was really crazy.
You must have been, watching it, like, you guys are ruining. You guys are just, like, ruining the storyline.
I can't watch something like that.
Yeah.
No matter how they do it. But, the fact that they
but I'm sure you heard
on
that
fans
it was totally,
is sick.
It was not done right. It was so
No, it's that Jonathan Jackson said it was filmed in freaking one day.
Oh, really? One freaking day?
Come on.
Jeez.
I don't know how true that is, but I believe it with the way it worked out, And the fact that nobody is checking up on Elizabeth. No, this is her story. Where the hell is she? How is she? And don't give me rewrites, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just sad. It really is sad.
And I guess they were...
We as Jason and Elizabeth fans have to fight constantly to even get them a speck of screen time. It's just, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
It really is. It really, really is. You know, I put time and money and letters and support and keep flooding Sweeney's email box, you know?
Yeah.
And letters speak volumes.
Yeah.
I call Showbiz Tonight. I call E! News. I call...
Really? Wow.
I mean, I leave them a reply. The more they get on the subject, the more it gets to the anchor desk. It doesn't matter what it is. It's entertainment news. It's going to get on the news. You know what I mean? And the fact that this is real-life people and they're being treated like piss ants, it's sick that this man continues...
And they were willing to let Becky go over somebody like Kelly Monaco.
Yeah.
How ridiculous
is
that?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, no one should lose their job because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like Kelly. I don't think she's a great actress or anything like that. You know, I don't want anything happen to her or whatever. But the bashers, the disrespect that Becky gets is just insane.
I know.
It is insane. What did she do? What didn't she do? It doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. And I really hope that her male co-stars stick up for her. I really do. Because those bashers, man, they scare the hell out of me. They really do. I wish I could just smack them in the face. I swear to God.
Have you heard of this one person, ASF, on the ABC message board? Have you ever heard of her? Alexa Samfan or something she's called?
Oh, you know what? I used to go to that board, but I'd get thrown in jail. I seriously would, because I'd be threatening, and I would not be pretty, that's for sure. that's the same thing with Facebook. I mean, it's supposed to be General Hospital, not Jason and
General
Sam
Mom.
Fans. You know what I mean?
I know.
I can't stand her. But, I seriously believe things are changing. And I think we're going to get a huge surprise. I just have this feeling. I used to be so negative, okay? Really, really negative. And just something sparked in me when Becky got rehired, and I was like, all right, this is it. You know, it's going to happen.
It has to
happen.
And
this bullshit rush thing with Sam and Jason had a baby, no way.
It ain't going to happen.
No way.
Yeah.
No. If she gets pregnant, it's not by Jason.
In
my opinion.
She'll probably put it off as his baby, you know.
It's not. I mean, how? And he didn't even have a funeral for the poor kid.
I know.
You know?
It was implied. It was implied as a funeral. Everybody was dressed in black. It was implied that they had one.
It's bullshit. And the fact that Carly has yet to even thank Elizabeth or have a scene.
Well, they kind of did have one the other day. Jackson, her, came and she was thanking her for what she did.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I could see him doing it. She already
I see what you're saying.
Kids.
Oh, yeah, Carly
you know
by
what I mean?
Herself. Yeah. Yeah.
Carly's the second time Elizabeth lost a child. Carly was involved.
Because of part, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just sick. And, you know... Laura Wright is another one. She's a great actress, but she's all up in your face. She's
It doesn't make
sense. It really doesn't. It really, really doesn't. It's very sad because Rebecca is. She's just awesome.
Amazing.
With whatever they give her, she just does.
I know.
So
even
good.
If it's crappy, even if it's a crappy storyline, she kills it every time.
Yeah.
You know.
And the fact that she can't share screen time with like Maurice or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, how long
yeah.
has it been since they even freaking had two
like,
words with each other?
I know.
Years.
Like a few years ago, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. And I know in real life that they're pretty close.
Yeah.
They're really good friends. Well, at least that's what I hear and heard and see with my own.
Yeah.
You know. eyes, and, you know, I haven't been to any events, but I know people personally who have, and, you know, they're all pretty tight. I thank God that she has such great friends, Steve and Scott.
I know,
and
they
Tyler
were, they,
and, yeah.
Yeah. I know.
And now with him being fired, I mean, it doesn't.
And now they're blaming Becky. They're blaming Becky for his firing. Like,
oh, that's bullshit.
Isn't that
that's
crap?
Bullshit.
I know.
It's Brian Franz. It's Brian Franz. And he needs to go. He needs to go. And he's not just not, he's not doing it to just GH. He's doing it to all of them.
All of them suck. Yeah.
All of them suck. Look,
I think actually the only one that's kind of doing good is One Life to Live, even though I really haven't been watching it, but I hear
no,
that's a
I
little bit better.
I haven't watched that in a long time.
Yeah.
Last time I watched that, I think Nora was in a bed, and there was some guy who was torturing her.
Oh, yeah, that was a while ago.
This was when Bo and Nora first broke up after being married for who knows how long.
That was
but
a
anyway,
long time ago, yeah.
And, you know, I'm 37 years old. I've been watching this since, geez, I was in my mom's belly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's sad for the people that are longtime viewers and that they can't watch it anymore. They're writing for another genre.
And I mean, the fact that Monica and Audrey weren't even a part
and
of
Bobby.
This.
I know.
I mean, and, you know, a few years ago, there was an article in the paper. There's several in different magazines about Rachel Ames coming back to reprise the role as Audrey Hardy or whatever, and that something about Elizabeth was going to be hurt or something like that, and she was going to come back and take care of Elizabeth. And then she was supposed to have this Alzheimer's type story, which I thought
would
be interesting,
you
know?
I thought so, too.
You know, I think that, what?
See,
it just doesn't make sense. They can have such good ratings if they just freaking stop that man from ruining things. I'm serious. It's sick.
And the recent ratings came out, and the ratings have, when there's a ratings and they kind of, described, you know, who was on, and the ratings were up when it was going to this Jake thing and when Liz was on, but when Sam and Jason were on, it went down the ratings.
Of course
like
they
a 1.8.
Of course they do, because it's all boobs and ass. It's sick.
I know.
And she's not even all that. I'm sorry, but if most women watch the show,
like show off her boobs too, I hate that.
I know. Every single episode, she has to.
You want to be slut? Because that's what it seems
like. You tell men are writing this, you know, and men are in charge, mostly.
You know, we're all women, and we don't want to see women portrayed like that.
I know, I got my own breast, thank you very much. Jesus Christ. Anyway. It's sick and it's wrong and but I really think things are changing. I really think we're gonna get a surprise. And see, I was thinking that a story involving they can bring back Jake in so many different ways, but one of them that would be believable is that a boy matching Jake's description went missing from a nearby town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he had brown eyes. You know what I mean? Just certain hints. And the FBI show up at Elizabeth's house, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody thinks she's, you know. I think everybody's going to call her crazy. Because she's supposed to start seeing and hearing Jake.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Following his voice around and stuff.
Yeah. Franco's doing it all, huh?
I think it would be awesome if she said, you know what, I'm looking into this, and she goes to the hospital, and his files are missing. There's no information on surgery, donation, whatever. And boom, he can come back. Jake's alive. Where the hell is he?
Yeah,
the hell is that on the table?
We didn't see
him. You know what I mean?
That's all we know.
And, I mean, aliens could have abducted him. You know what I mean? They can make it silly or they can make it real in so many different ways. In real life, you don't get that chance. You know what I mean?
I know.
So, you don't. And the way they piss on fans, it's sick. I don't know how they live with themselves. They really don't.
I'm glad I'm not a young person and a fan of General Hospital like I used to be. You know, I'm glad I grew up with it the way it used to be, you know?
Oh, God. It was
and they're
so
comparing,
good.
And they were comparing it to the Maxie and BJ storyline?
No way. It's not
no
even
way.
Close. And I can't stand Maxie. I'm sorry. I can't stand Kristen Stewart. I think she's all over the place, just like
Kelly
Monaco. I don't understand it. However, I would take Kristen over Kelly any day.
Me too.
But the fact that she's kissing up to Becky's husband. Oh, I have seen this with your wife today.
That's right.
Come on. And now Nancy today pimping that she had scenes with Kelly and she can't wait to be a grandma on screen.
She's just
kissing ass
God.
So she gets a story. That's what she's doing. She's kissing Hans's ass. It's sick. The favoritism is sick.
Oh, my God.
Degrading. Boy, this was supposed to be a short phone call. We got to go on a rant here.
Be so silent in my life.
But seriously, the whole story hit me so hard because, I mean, Elizabeth's rape story touched me a lot. I knew someone that was raped when she was real young. And, it's just been a part of my life. I lived in Jersey for 20 years before I moved out here in Washington. And all my family's back there. So it's like GH became my routine to watch and see. And I've just drowned in it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well. But anyway.
I missed that hour. Mm-hmm. I used to race home.
I used to skip school.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It was sick. But, you know, I don't know. I just feel that some of her coworkers. I used to love Jonathan Jackson, but, you know, he's just pissing me off. Left and right.
Yeah,
he is. I don't know why.
Were you
I don't understand it.
Did you like
and
Lucky?
Forget it. I haven't liked Lucky since he came back from the dead. I really haven't.
Yeah,
I blame him for a lot of things. When she got raped, it was about him. When she got her kid got killed, it was about him. And it's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Sick. I used to pray for him to come back, and now I'm regretting it. You know what I mean?
Sick. Yeah.
Because I liked Greg. But I didn't like Lucky. You know what I mean? I blamed him for a lot of things. I wanted Lucky with Emily.
Mm.
I thought that was
Me
a better
too.
Pairing.
Yes.
And
I
and the
always
fact
wanted
that they
Emily
ruined,
Lucky.
Yes, they ruined Nicholas and Elizabeth's friendship. I thought they would be best friends forever, you know what I mean? And not have...
Yeah.
It ruined it.
Yeah.
The sex between them ruined it. And I mean, it's just...
I know.
It sucks that they get away with what they're doing.
When Becky was fired,
I was like, lawsuit. There was no reason for her to be fired.
No, there wasn't.
None. Not when they put Aaron on contract the week before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they have another... actress fitting Becky's description actually out there. That was sick. That was just like, what?
What? I didn't hear that one.
Me either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a someone saying that it was fitting Brenda's description, but no. Brenda doesn't have blue eyes. You know what I mean? So,
oh, my God. That would have sucked.
Yeah.
I would have totally...
I don't watch. I haven't watched since December 08. And, you know, I've been...
See, yeah, I took it... I just...
I can't watch a story where they kill a child. I really can't. I thought that, you know, Carly and Elizabeth would become friends. I thought it would be a new and fresh thing.
I thought it would be good, too.
You know, and they have lots of things in common. They both love Jason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
I thought that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But no, she has to pimp the pet. It doesn't make sense. She's
exactly.
a pet herself, but it's sick. It's sick. But I thought it would be awesome material to build a friendship between Carly and Elizabeth.
Because the two mothers, Carly knows more than anybody what it's like to have your child, you know, hurt or whatever, you know.
Right.
And
but her children get miracles.
I know. That's sad.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And
so
this
sad.
Strong guy, I bet you he's dead in 6 months.
And you know, and what really kills me is that Jake was a Quartermain. He was a Spencer. Weber. He was from a legacy family, and to kill that child could have been so much story potential for him.
Sick.
You know,
and
I was
Aiden,
already looking forward to Jocelyn or Emma and Triangle with Jake.
I know. I mean, if a child had to die for storyline purposes, why didn't Jocelyn die? Jake could have lived. He could have been in a coma. He could have donated his kidney.
Mm-hmm.
He could still be alive. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
So they can't. It's so sick, but I don't know. There's so many ways that they can go and bring up ratings within like a week.
I know.
It's sick.
I know. It's
I mean,
so
you read
sad.
Fanfic and they're just so good.
Oh,
like,
God.
Can you write for GH?
Yes, I know. Some of the fanfics, I love the fanfics where Sam's in there and she dies suddenly, mysteriously or something.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I before Sam goes, she's got to see Jason loving on Elizabeth.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got to.
That's
got to be it. You know what I mean? With his family, with Jake and Cameron. I feel so bad for Cameron. I mean,
he lost
his little brother, and no one's talking about him or asking about
him. How dare Sam tell Jason, no, you don't have to go to the funeral, to the memorial.
He's brain damaged. He's still lying under the church. Maybe he needs another church to drop on him or something. I don't know.
So, you know, when Liz slapped Jason, I was actually, to me, that was a slap that he deserved from everything that he said to her.
Oh, yeah. It was a perfect reaction, actually.
Yeah, it was.
It was. You know, when my sister passed away and they called the house and asked if they could donate some organs, and we had just gotten home. We lived in Jersey, and we had to drive to Newark Trauma Center. And that's all the way in New York City. And, the traffic, it took like 4 hours to get home, you know, and we get a phone call. And, I mean, I'm surprised my dad didn't go off and kill someone because, I mean, he's got the gun.
Yeah. And Jake, I know.
I'm just so surprised.
In my opinion, I don't think Jake ever got hit. The thing is, we didn't see Jake get hit. You know,
no,
there
we didn't.
There was no blood on the shirt.
There
was no blood or anything.
No. They didn't let Elizabeth see. I think maybe Stephen has some monsters in his closet. Let's put it that way. I think something happened in his past, and he brought it back to poor Charles. I don't know why he would do that to his sister, but maybe he's protecting her.
Because remember you guys, when Steve was not played by Scott Reeves, he was for the FBI or the cops or something.
Yeah,
right. And the fact that no one's mentioned the black sedan that passed Elizabeth's house as well.
Yeah.
No one has mentioned that fifth car. The fifth car was black or something. It was a black sedan. That's Anthony's car. Don't tell me it's not. You know what I mean? There's so many ways to bring him back, and it's believable too. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah. And Anthony's really the only one that knows that Jason and Liz were remember the Will You Die for Love
scene? I know,
scene?
And now all of a sudden everybody knows that Jason had a son. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
Well, everybody knew anyway, besides Edward and Monica.
And you know the thing is that Jake looks so much like Jason. I'm surprised Monica didn't even question.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, you know.
Didn't question it.
I know, or even Edward. You know what I mean? And you know what really pissed me off was that when Liz brought Jake to the hospital, Sam was there. She should not have been anywhere near that moment.
See, that's the thing. She's spying for Franco.
Okay.
That's why she went to the ER to check the situation out.
Oh.
She knows what happened to Jake. She knows that where he is and that he's alive.
Okay.
Yep, I bet you money.
She was
really creative.
I would bet you money on it if I had it.
I can't come up with any good things that could go with it, you know, that they could write.
I have so many, and they're all jumbled, but they're all believable.
They are.
Crying a Katzadine. Hello? You know, Bucky's burnt body. Hello? You know what I mean? He's here. He's here. the insults that when last year when Elizabeth was pregnant again and the vile names that came out of Lucky's mouth and she just stood there.
Oh my God. And Lucky,
I mean, I don't care what you do. You don't let someone talk to me.
Especially her. And Lucky,
he's that bloody raped girl in the snow. And it's sick.
Yeah. Remember when he found out about the affair with Nicholas? He totally went to her house and threw it in her face. And I'm sitting there, Lucky, you're the talk.
Look, you
slept with Sarah. You slept with Maxie. You did drugs and nearly killed Jake in her womb. You know, oh, my God.
Yeah. Knocked her down, almost shot her. He mentally abuses her. And you know, there's so many ways to see him go. And, there's so many things wrong. There are so many things wrong, but the one thing they can start to change and be better is to bring back Jake.
That's the first
thing they need to do is bring back Jake. And then explain why. Well, who's
and
the kid on the table?
Well, supposedly.
You know what I mean?
Could
it be Brenda's fake child? Because that's not her real child anyway. You know that, right?
Jackson,
This one
child that didn't.
They said something like Susan brings this child into Brenda's life, and
but it's
Brenda
not.
Doesn't know what he looked like or whatever, right? Because she thought he was dead. So they bring this boy. Well, he could be Dante's. I don't think so. But he also looks like Mo.
He's like another child. He has another child.
He needs another kid. Yeah, I thought, you know, Brenda and Elizabeth could become friends.
Brenda came back. I was looking forward to Robin, Jason, and Sunny, and Brenda, you know, and, you know, them all interacting together and stuff.
I think, you know, Rebecca and Vanessa would be awesome on screen together.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah? Could you imagine Carly's head spinning because all three brown brunettes?
I know. They're all ganging up against Carly.
Having a girls' night out, you know?
Yeah.
Carly walks
in
the Jake's. Yeah.
I know.
Seriously, there's so many things wrong.
Well, you're lucky you're not watching it because
I can't. I throw the TV out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worth arguing over either, General Hospital, with friends. You know what I'm saying?
Getting into a debate. And to get involved with fan wars, that's just stupid.
Oh, I know.
It's stupid. Just ignore them. They will go away.
I know.
You know what I mean? They're immature. There's probably like 12, 14 fans that continuously vote. You know, and are at the computer and are sneaking behind their parents' backs and
I know.
All to get a little peek at, you know, boobs.
And you know,
sick.
the sad thing is that these people think Jason and Sam are the best couple on this earth.
These people think that Jason and Sam began when GH began.
Yeah.
They don't know, the history.
They don't
they
know.
They don't know the history.
And you know what? But, Before people start dissing on Liz and Jason, and they should go back and just be a little, you know, go watch the scenes and then be open-minded. Because I'm open-minded. I keep saying this, but I almost was a fan of Sam and Jason back in the day when it was a little bit better. Because I liked her from Port Charles. She came back.
I liked her with Jax. I really did.
Yeah,
and
I liked it with Jax, too.
She had a brief scene with AJ when she first came on.
Oh,
they were
did?
In Jake's and they were
that.
Playing pool. I thought they would make a perfect couple.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't
see dark hair,
that.
The dark skin. It just fit. And I thought, wow. And I got that spark, the same spark I got between Steve and Becky at Jake's. You know, the first time they were in Jake's.
I saw the spark
I was like,
at the fire.
They're going to be a couple.
I saw the spark when Lucky died in the fire. I knew that they were going to go somewhere with them, and I was hoping that they would, and they did.
Yeah.
But it's just been a push and, like, a tug-of-war thing for the fans and the powers that be for us, you know? It's like,
you guys, we have another call or two. 219.
Well, actually, I'm going to get going, hon. I'm going to call again. I've been on the phone for 40 minutes. I told my kids I'll be down
in the
phone.
That's for a couple. That's funny.
Yeah. Anything for Jason and Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. The best couple on the earth.
Oh, they are. The chemistry is just awesome.
Hey, ladies.
It's.
So,
I don't know if you guys remember me or not, but it's GH Fan Buzz.
I
remember you. It's been a while.
Amy, check your email.
I will check my email, and I will
talk
to you guys on Twitter and wherever. And you guys have a good night.
Thanks so much for calling.
Keep fighting. Don't give up. No bailing. Pass the word around. Just keep keep writing. Keep writing to talk shows. Keep writing to mad sites. You can go .com and you can tell them all about GH and what they're doing. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, guys. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Amy.
Bye.
Okay, GH fan, but you're still on the air, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, cool. You haven't called in a while.
Yeah, I've been, life kind of threw me for a loop, so I've been kind of busy. But I still catch your show once in a while. I just don't always,
Since I'm, like, the most... No, I better not say that.
Nothing's really changed much in General Hospital, so, it's still the same.
I don't know if you remember, but I don't really watch it that much anyway anymore.
The show, Patrick and the Robin thing, the Robin and Jason one, or no? Because your voice sounds familiar.
J&R.
Okay. Yeah. I still want to see some scenes with them, too,
Actually, I think there is going to, Steve was talking, there's some scenes coming up, but I don't know.
I heard that too. Allie from the Band Room is also on the line too. So I just thought I would tell you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Jason and Robin were like, if you go on the ABC,
I was hoping since Brenda came back, because I've been starting to watch a little bit.
Yeah,
That they would have more interaction with the older, the older history, the Quartermains, Brenda and Robin, which had some great
writers aren't smart enough for our ideas.
I know, they're not. They're not.
Seems like I think if we can come up with this stuff and we remember the history, they would, but they don't.
They don't.
But just
I've only been watching for 4 years and I can tell all this.
I just wanted to tell you guys, though, that you guys know I am a JNR fan, and I just wanted to tell you that most JNR fans sympathize with you guys, Jake's story, because this is kind of, we totally don't agree with what they've done.
Yeah.
You know, as
far
as...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I can pretty much speak for us to say, you guys kind of got a raw deal.
The thing is, at least with
Jason and Robin, they had a story. Okay. They had a really good storyline together. They raised they raised Michael for a year together.
If you look, there's kind of a pattern though, because Kimberly was crapped on too. But it's because she was leaving. But still, she was crapped on. And then everybody looked at Robin's character as a traitor, but it really wasn't that way. You know, that's not how it was meant to be written, but that's how they changed it. Now it's just Liz. They've been doing this with Liz. They've been ruining her character for the last how many years?
I don't know.
With one thing or another, there's always thrown.
At least 2 years or something.
I would say longer than that, actually.
Maybe long. Yeah, it could be started out maybe. I don't know. I haven't really been watched. I've been on and off on that show, so.
Yeah, it's not something, they don't really listen too well anyway. I mean, even though you never give up the fight, because even JNR fans don't give up the fight, we're not always as vocal as you guys are.
Yeah.
But we're still there,
I'm a JNR fan too, so I go on the boards. I'm a member of the new one on Facebook. I joined it. There's a new thing if you're a fan of the Fab Four or whatever,
I'm in there too. My name's Dawn. Dwyer on there. That's
okay. Yeah. Well, I'll look for you because I've joined. Yeah. I wanted because I've Jay and I were my favorite couple back when I first went back to General Hospital after tuning out for a while. I had always wanted them together when he was Jason Quartermain, but. He was older.
Well, anything's better than the snooze fest today.
I won't even mind if maybe Jason and Robin find each other again and then maybe have a one-night stand. But then again, that would ruin anything with Patrick and Robin. But, I don't know.
I don't know if you guys have they had that new, I think it was Soap Digest. It was actually on the 4th it came out of this month. Or it was supposed to be the 4th, but it's before that. And they had an article in there where they asked what the favorite storyline was. Did you guys see that?
Steve
was talking about how he liked when he was turned into Jason Morgan and how he loved the relationship between Jason and Robin.
Have you
noticed, though, a lot lately that's been brought up? I mean, I've noticed that.
It has been brought up a lot lately. Yeah.
Kimberly is also talking, too, because somebody asked Kimberly whether or not she would like a reunion between her, her character and Steve.
Yeah.
Jason and Robin. And she said that would be fun. So most their moms about everything, even before you get, when they put, Jason and Liz together. You didn't know that was going to happen until it happened.
So I know.
I don't care how popular they like to make Jasmine seem.
Yeah.
I don't think Jasmine isn't as popular as they would like everyone to believe. How do you guys feel about? I caught the one where Robin had taken, I don't know what's going on right now because I haven't been watching for a little bit, but I did catch the one where Robin took Patrick back, but it was like she begged him. What the heck is that? It's like I took it as she begged him to come back. What is that?
I think they found their way actually, Robin decided to give it a chance because of what happened to Jake, and they realized that.
My point is, though, even though that they might have looked at it that way, it still kind of came off like she was the bad person, and he wasn't.
I see what you're saying.
If a new person, well, you've been watching it for a while, but if somebody was watching it and they just started watching it, they would think that Robin was the one that actually did the cheating or something.
I see what you're saying. I mean, no woman should ever have to beg a man, especially a man that did that.
And it's not the first time he's done something. So, I mean, I know they weren't married before, Layla.
But see,
they weren't married. But they weren't even married for a year.
Yeah. Huh? I forgot there was Layla, too.
Well, it'll be something else pretty soon, too. Because
I was thinking that, too. I was watching them because they're together right now, and I'm thinking, something's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe Lisa will drug him and make it think that they slept together, or something's going to happen where they're going to, ruin them again.
What I don't understand about, the powers that be, why do they always have to make the women look bad?
I know. Why can't it be the... I know. It's always the women.
I mean, how many people hate the character of Lisa? And
she didn't force him
to sleep with her at the time. Now, how the power that be always twists things and make it look like the woman, like she just made him do it, He didn't know what he was doing. He actually really loves his wife. I mean, please.
I know Patrick knew what he was. He was,
I still think it was out of character for him to sleep with Lisa, though.
How do you say it's out of character? He's a womanizer.
I know where you're going with it, Chrissy, because, like you said, he changed when he was with Robin, and He loves her so much that it would have been with his character.
But see, even though
I just didn't seem as unfaithful at that point, because Robin,
I see what you're saying, Robin
and Patrick had gone so far in the relationship that I felt like he just loves her so much that I just couldn't seem as unfaithful at the point that he finally did it with Lisa.
My problem is I'm a big time Robin fan first. Okay.
Yeah.
So to me, my problem is, when I think of Robin and the history of her character, I don't care how much they try to change Patrick or change
Patrick. She's not,
he chose to do what he did to her. Now, to me, as a Robin fan, that's unforgivable.
Yeah.
Now, if Jason would have did that to her, I probably would not support him either. Because to me, like I said, Robin has a lot of history. She has AIDS. So what does that say about him? I mean, he's willing to sleep with another woman knowing his wife has AIDS.
And, Lisa, too, knew that. Lisa knew that, too, that she's got AIDS, too.
But that doesn't matter.
Patrick was really remorseful about it, though. Like, you could see, he completely
remorse or not, if you actually do that to someone, whether it's a soap or, if you do that to somebody, it doesn't matter how much you regret it.
I mean, it is a poor excuse, but still. I think Lisa kind of manipulated him into it. That's how I saw it, that Lisa kind of manipulated him so much into thinking, it was okay to hang around with her and drink with her, that she kind of manipulated him into sex.
I think they've overplayed
the couple. They've been together too long.
I know.
That's what I think.
Every
couple splits. Every couple doesn't last forever. We all know that. I've been watching it
even
forever.
Jason and Sam don't last forever. Look at, they've been
broken
up.
Jason and Sam will never last forever.
they're never going to, and having a baby in their storyline, that's going to be the death of that couple, really, because where are they going to go?
What I don't understand is she had such a problem having a baby, now all of a sudden she
has one. And now all of
one.
A sudden, I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
The way they write things.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be like a grief for, and it's too soon. It's so too soon for the powers that be or the writers to even have Jason have another kid. Jake's barely gone. I mean, why all of a sudden do they want to give him a kid now? Oh, to make room for Jason and Sam to have a baby. So it's okay for Jason and Sam to have a baby, but it's not okay
for
Jason
and Liz to have a baby. Yeah, I don't like the way they justify that.
I know.
I think it's awful because, you know, if you remember back in 2005 when us JNR fans were slapped in the face by, you know, the reality of Jackie.
I was hoping that when Robin came.
They were just playing with us.
I know.
Like pretty much what they did to you guys. You know, it's like it's awful the way they do that. And then with the Jake storyline, they kind of slapped you guys in the face. I mean, that's mean.
God. Yep.
I didn't think they were going to do it. I didn't think they were going to really do it.
Trying to do is get rid of. Now, I'll put this in the perspective of the way I see it, okay? Somebody that's been watching the show for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
This is what they think, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got Jasmine fans that were complaining because Jake was, you know, was even in the picture, right?
So yeah,
right.
In order to make them happy, right?
Yeah.
Now this is all Franz in my opinion, because Franz is like
it is.
He loves Jasmine, okay?
Yeah.
So you got him, and he's like saying, okay, this is what I want. I want Jake to be, you know, but what they tried to do was make it a BJ story. Which,
oh, crap, yeah.
I don't know if you guys...
Well, Google said
if you ever watched
that interview.
There's no way.
Okay,
I suggest, no way.
I suggest anybody that's never seen that storyline of BJ Jones, watch.
Yeah.
Because that was a compelling...
Yeah.
That was a story that would forever, like the AIDS story... will be a part of history in General Hospital.
And
this story, it's
unforgettable. It's unforgettable.
Right.
This storyline's forgettable.
So what they tried to do was they thought, oh, we'll do it that way. And then, you know, then we'll kill two birds with one stone. But to me, it fell flat. Plus, not only did the Liaison fans get mad, you guys, the JNR fans got mad. And any General Hospital fan got mad because that's a child that you're killing.
I know. Yeah.
And if you're going to do a story, you better do a compelling...
compelling story, I know.
Right, an educational story that's going to, you know, not something that's just going to say, you know, hey... And then even compromise, I know some people were saying that if... because I don't know if you guys ever read on Facebook... but when they put this out, there was a lot of backlash before it, and it wasn't only just Liaison fans that were backlashing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like there was even some people saying that, why do it that way? Why kill off Jake? Why didn't you just write in there somewhere and then make it where Jake wasn't Jason's then? Why kill the kid? You know? It made no sense.
Yeah. Or not? Why not just have him Jason's period? Because look at Sonny. He's got tons of kids with Carly. Well, you know, now he's half the town's practically his, the kids. But, I mean, he has kids with Carly and, you know, and now he's got Dante and Christina. And, you know, I mean, why can't Jason have a kid with Liz and Sam or something? It would have... You know, I don't understand their logic of why they thought that why they doing this. You know, they're just pissing the Liaison fans off even more by doing
and
it.
That's when we have to fight back and say, this is wrong. This whole thing is wrong. I believe in it. All people can call me crazy.
Doing, I guess. You know.
Yeah, and
it kind of reminds me of when they killed off Alan. You remember that? I mean, it's a different storyline, but that was just, I mean, I just don't understand why they kill off any any history or any future of the show.
I know. And for me, when Becky, when I heard Becky, when I was told that Becky Herbst was getting fired, it wasn't the fact. I mean, I love Becky, but for me, it was the fact. This is a legacy character, and because you got rid of them already, Emily Quartermain, Alan Quartermain. For me, it was about, oh my God, they're really thinking of getting rid of a legacy character. Why are they doing that?
Again.
Plus, it was a lot more to do with, I was just getting tired of the crap. Getting rid of everybody, you know, and hiring these newbie and then, you know, and a lot of it had to also do with Rebecca. But I mean, first and foremost for me, it was a legacy issue for me. It's like, okay,
well,
so basically you're just throwing, you're just,
yeah,
the veteran, you're getting, yeah,
and
you're just,
that's probably why Vanessa won't end up staying either.
Yeah,
because of the fact that she came back, she knew who she wanted to work with.
Yeah.
She wanted the history of the show. She wanted the characters that you know, everybody back then, back in the day, everybody worked with everybody.
It wasn't just this little niche of few people.
It was everybody.
It was,
you know?
I know.
And then back
yeah.
then, you know, because the mob has always been a part of General Hospital for
a very
long time.
Yeah.
So even before Sonny came into the mix, there's always been the mob, which was
yeah.
Duke. So the problem with General Hospital is that
what if, you know, they're so focused on the mob and Steve Burton and Kelly Monaco and Maurice Bernard, what if they decided they wanted to retire? And they're so heavily writing for that storyline and for the mob. They need to start mixing it up because, you know, people are going to eventually leave. Steve's going to leave. You know, Rebecca might decide that she doesn't want to stay there anymore after her contract's up or whatever.
Right.
Moe's going to want to go. What are they going to have left? They've totally shot themselves in the foot by writing heavily towards Jason and, you know, and the fab whatever. Carly,
well,
Sonny,
see, like
Dante.
When they try to do that, well, see, the you know, it's like when they try to replace it with Sam in the Fab Four, which, in my opinion, Sam was never part of the Fab Four.
She's not part of it whatsoever.
To me, it's like worse than a carbon copy, you know? I mean, if you got the people there, use them. I mean, it doesn't necessarily, as much as I would like to see Jason and Robin together, doesn't mean
yeah.
they have to be.
They don't.
Doesn't
yeah.
mean they can't have
yeah.
scenes and storylines together.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
I know.
It's,
I mean, I would like for them to have, I don't know when their last scene was that they had together. I don't know when it was. I know they had a scene which I really was, after 10 years of him never forgiving her, he finally, it was after Michael, I think, or something, or I don't know, but he came to her house.
Where he said, because everybody, I remember most of all, like the Jasmine fans were saying that J&R could never get back together because of the fact that Jason never actually forgave Robin for what she did.
Yeah.
But
yes, he did.
He did.
He did.
Not only did he come forward and say, you were right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she
even said, you know what, maybe I wasn't. Who's to say that Michael wouldn't have been not?
Or them saying, like, you know, some people say, well, he said to her, I never want to see your face again, or, you know, however they put it.
Really?
Anyway, no. When this first happened,
back
in the day,
yeah.
When he said it would be, he never said he never wanted to see her again. What he said was it would be easier never
to
see her again.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Yes, yeah.
Because
and
it's easier not to see somebody every day and get over it faster than it is to actually see that person every day.
And, you know, the thing is, for being a Jason and Robin fan, it was really a slap in the face for me when Jason went back to Sam for threatening his child.
And Robin did the right thing.
She did the fucking truth. And Sam...
She she didn't do it to be hurtful.
I know.
She did it because she thought it was right.
I know, and Sam did it.
But
she
Sam,
was trying to prove a point. Like,
she
oh.
just, no, Sam just wanted to not say nothing because, you know,
yeah,
that means the kid's gone, you know, and she
and
don't
then
have to,
threatening,
you know,
and then threatening, she justified the threatening, she's saying she did it because she was trying to prove that Jake, you
or,
know, you, they can't be together.
Or you could be
or,
like, if you're a Sam's fan, okay, how can you forgive Jason for saying that he was, he'd kill her?
Yeah, I know. See, why would any Jason and
would.
Sam fan after that want them together after that,
right.
after those words?
Right.
That would, I would not
See,
want Jason with
to...
Robin. I wouldn't want Jason with Robin if he had said something like that to her ever again, because then, you know, it wouldn't
no,
be the same.
First of all, let's be honest, Jason would never say that to Robin.
No, she would never say that to Robin,
girl.
Yes, too.
You know,
yeah.
Because without
or
Robin,
Liz,
Jason,
for that matter.
You know, Jason would have been nothing. I mean, well, not nothing, but she helped him a lot. You know,
yeah.
back then.
Yeah.
So it's like she was very good for him.
She was,
you
know? I
know.
She
but
like
it just
if it wasn't for Robin. If it wasn't for Robin, Sam wouldn't even have Jason, or even Liz, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It all started with Robin. Robin's the one that kind of taught him how to love, and you know, and vice versa. He taught her how to love again. You know, to open up your heart again, or whatever. You know, and that's
right.
one of the reasons why I fell in love with them is because. They both found each other at a time when they needed each
Do you
other.
You guys remember the scene where in the hospital they were having where he said that Robin had to go or someone had to go to Paris to run away? You know, I don't know. He kind of said it, not in that exact words because it's been a while since I watched it, but
was it,
he
was
implied it.
When
Robin
it?
Was in the hospital in the bed, when after, what happened to her? I can't remember. Oh.
Oh,
but,
I know when, see,
yeah, and
the Lisa thing.
Right, and he said something, well, some of us had to run to Paris to get away.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
See, that was, actually, that was, to me, now some people look at it differently, but to me, that was actually put in there to show the history between
yeah.
you know, Jason and Robin.
Because
there's
basically.
So much people don't know.
I know.
I've been watching it for a couple of years, but they still don't know.
They
I
still
mean,
don't
you,
know. I know.
You don't know the history because they always bring people in, and then they only throw people together when they want them together, and then otherwise it's like, oh, you got to stay away from them. You can't be
right.
in the same scene.
I know.
Yeah.
You know?
And like Jason and Elizabeth avoiding each other like the plague until Jake finally died. Jake died, and then it's like, oh.
And
okay,
you know the thing is that a lot of people think that Jake defined Liz and Jason. When I go on there, I get tired of hearing their now
that
the connection is gone. Now they don't have this connection. But they had the connection
yeah.
way before Jake, and they can have it again after Jake. Because when
yeah,
you lose a child,
they
lose.
And they don't know. Then they haven't been watching.
Yeah.
Their connection is,
if anything, it would make their connection stronger, if you ask me.
Right.
They both
like
lost their
and Robin have been friends
yeah.
or whatever that, since 95,
yeah.
96,
no,
whatever
but
happened.
You know what, they're, well, but they're, what they're trying to do is make it, they're trying to make it look like Jasmine gets stronger because Sam
oh,
helped.
God. Oh, my God.
But see, it would make more sense to me for Jason to go to somebody that he trusts, somebody that has
yeah.
always been truthful to him
yeah.
that would help him understand what, you know, what's going on, right? Because even though Jason is, you know, he's different than when he became Jason Morgan, he's still kind of lost, you know?
Yeah, he,
so it would make more sense
now.
For him to have, yeah, it'd make more sense for him to go to, like, maybe, you know, if you're going to talk about it, don't talk to Sam, somebody that never had a child that doesn't
I know.
Understand. Go talk to Robin or
yeah.
Go
yeah.
talk to
or Monica
or yeah, somebody.
I mean,
than,
even though Sam was pregnant and she lost, you know, her baby, she
mm-hmm.
it's different. It's not like she, it's not
that
like,
well, see, even that storyline,
okay.
See, that's what got me. even that storyline was a carbon copy of Carly, kind of. You know, they tried to copy Carly's story that was with Jason and put it the opposite way. You know? That's what it was.
What?
It was like, to me, Carly played it better. If you you understand
you
what
mean,
I'm saying?
What, the Carly now, or was it the Carly when?
No. When if you think about it, okay, the Sam baby storyline, okay,
uh-huh.
when she got pregnant with Sonny's child,
okay,
he didn't want. Suppose you know, Jason came in and was daddy like to.
I see what you're saying. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
So what they were trying to do, which they poorly did, in my opinion, is make it another, like, another Michael storyline.
Okay,
just,
I see what you're saying.
It just felt
The thing was, is that I knew when they did that, when they had him be with her, with Sam, while she was going through pregnancy, I knew they were going to make him fall for her.
See, and that's another thing I don't get, is that after that happened, they try to make it sound like that made them the couple, that made Jasmine a couple. Me,
I know.
Jason, back when Michael did that stuff, it didn't really, even though it kind of looked like it might have been that way, like for a little while, like Jason would have been, I still don't believe to this day that Jason would be with Carly that way, ever again.
Yeah. Carly
and Jason are too good of friends to
They're
become,
too good of friends. Oh, my God. You know, even when Laura Wright and Steve Burton had that kissing scene that they had. Back when Sarah Brown was playing her, you know, and they were their lovers for a while and everything. But
I'm not a big Carly fan, but I did like she was played by the original Carly.
I like
Sarah Brown, but it's different, you know.
Because Laura White is
the
best Carly was ever played. I have to disagree with that, though.
A lot of people would disagree with that.
Yeah, Sarah Brown, I didn't like her at first because she was getting into
Sarah
Brown. I liked her with Sunny. I loved Sarah Brown with Sunny, and
Now, I don't know if anybody else, maybe you guys will be like, oh, my God. But I like Tamara, too.
I think she brought
the human side to Carly that other characters have not brought.
Why bring the human side to Carly?
You can't get in the
conversation with Carly on the phone about Carly because it'll turn into something more. Yeah. Allie?
Allie,
are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Allie? Okay, good.
I'm not bashing Carly at all. That's how I seen it.
If we cannot have let Jason and Carly have a one-night stand, I can't see that anymore.
That's the problem. Not that I'm saying who knows. Who knows what would happen considering all the stuff they've done.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, when all this stuff happened in the beginning, when Jason and Robin started out and all that happened and Jason was with Carly and Jason said to Robin that he would never be with Carly that way again.
Yeah.
He never has been.
He never has been.
So to me, I mean, it just doesn't.
Oh yeah, but
know.
See, Jason also said,
and that's the different when Robin was with Jason back in the day. They were sleeping together, but she didn't. She understood. She didn't. She forgave him because she understood.
Well, see, that wasn't
because,
necessarily cheating because
yeah.
Jason and Robin weren't even together yet.
Yeah,
not
they
really.
Weren't really. Yeah,
they were. They were kind of, but not really. They weren't. They never
yeah.
said I love you yet.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
never, you know, I mean, it was like he didn't think she wanted him that way.
And that's why she knew that Michael wasn't his baby, because she knew, because he told her they would never
right.
be together like that again.
Well, they've always been honest with each other.
Yeah.
That's the one thing
right.
they always had, was honesty.
Yeah.
Which
even
is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Considering most of the characters not are they rewrite everybody and make
yeah,
everybody
I know.
Honest and evil.
Yeah.
Can I just say that, like, to get back to Sam and everything and whenever she miscarried, I am so sick of people going and being boo-hooing for Sam because she miscarried this baby. She
yeah.
did not want this baby. She
no.
didn't want this baby until at the very end
yeah.
whenever Jason told her that he would be there for her.
Yeah.
And that they would be family together.
I wasn't.
That was the very end. Right
I kind of find it. I was kind of disgusted by the whole storyline myself. I mean, like I said, it was like they tried to rewrite another storyline, which they do all the time with who's the daddy all the time. But it's like, right, they tried to take another storyline, use different people, but still one of the main person. And then I just didn't feel connected to it. And I know some people were.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I just didn't feel connected to it because of that purpose, you know. And plus the fact that Sam was with Jax and Sonny.
And Sonny. Yeah.
And during the fire, she did them both that same night without taking a shower.
These other people bash Liz for doing what she's done. And yet people seem to forget what Sam has done in the past, too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like she's just like this angel now on the show.
Actually, Sam's character was not loved at all in the beginning. If you remember, not at all. Nobody liked the character of Sam until
yeah.
they started twisting. Then they threw her with Jason so that they would. Like,
oh my God!
The whole purpose, right?
And wasn't she basically like she was just thrown into Jason? Somebody was it Sonny that came to Jason
yes,
and
Sonny.
Say, "Can you take?" So
yeah.
basically, if you think about it, they started. Jason didn't even like
because
her.
Because if you remember back then, Sam was more. They brought Sam in, kind of was a lookalike of Brenda.
For
which
Brenda,
kind of,
I know.
Yeah.
Sam
yeah.
was more like Robin, in my opinion. But I, you know, to me, it was kind of the way they did it was really screwed up. It's like they wanted to take her and use her as Brenda, and then put a rift between Jax. And Sonny again.
I'm sorry.
If it's not Brenda, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's silly the way they try to always put somebody else in the same, you know, they keep the males the same, but they throw the women in there.
It's like...
You think they would learn.
And it's just a thing with me, with Sam. Jason, that is, when they got together, I never thought Sam was his type. Because he was always with, like,
you know what?
You
she
know.
Wasn't. That's the thing.
She
wasn't
his
type.
Well, he was with Courtney, and Courtney was.
She wasn't really.
I don't know if she was really a good girl.
Jason
or,
never had a thing about looks, and that's what they tried to make it seem like. Jason Morgan thought she was hot. Now, Jason Morgan was never like that.
No,
he
wasn't.
To see what was hot and what, you know? I mean, not saying that Robin wasn't hot and Liz wasn't hot, but what I'm saying is he never used that to connect with a woman.
I know. He never did.
Yeah, and then they write him as this, like, I don't know.
I know, and
just,
then you see with Courtney, I could tolerate Courtney and Jason. I just couldn't stand when she was stripping. I couldn't stand him carrying her off. I don't know when he was, because you knew they were going to go there with them as soon as he was saving her from.
Courtney reminded me of a He-Man. I couldn't see her like that.
Courtney, she just, she never did any, I don't know, Jason, maybe they were trying to get a little angst between Jason and Sonny to have him with his sister, but I don't know what they intended for the whole Jason and Courtney thing. I guess Franz liked Courtney too, or Alisa Lee Willis, and he wanted to put them together.
Wow,
you know.
But they his
and he did it again
Lisa
with Kelly Monaco. So whatever Franz likes, he'll get. You know.
Yeah, and that's what I don't get, because even back when Wendy Rich and Claire LeBain, she was. You know, none of those guys really put in their foot like that.
I know.
You know, it's like they would kind of, they would keep, like, they would say, okay, they might not let you bash Luke or Robert, but they didn't tell them how to write.
You know what? I have a hard time believing that these writers or these people, I would hope that they would go for some advice on maybe to ask the actors how they feel about what's going to happen to their characters, because the actors know their characters more than the writers do.
It's not the writers, though. See, that's the thing. And, you know, for a long time I was mad, too. I mean, for a lot of things, you know, like, because the show was so much better back in the, 80s and 90s.
Even early 2000s, a little bit.
Yeah, it just went downhill, you know. And it's not, and I came to the conclusion, it's not necessarily, and some people like to say, you know, it's the writers and the head writer. It's not, because that if any indication of, like, what was that one show that was branched off? What was it? No, I can't think of it. Where they had that night show with the doctors in the hospital. Branched off the general hospital. Yeah,
Night Shift. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If you watch that, that was very well written.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the stories were good written.
But I don't think Franz was involved with that. Was he involved
with
that?
Yes, he was. You know the ones where they had the scene where they had Robin crying to Jason about
like amazing. I loved the woman that died.
He wrote that scene.
Guza did. That was amazing.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He wrote that.
That was like,
he can do it. It just,
I know.
He is told to go one way or another, and that's what he does.
Like,
you know?
Every time I, like, watch that, I'll keep rewinding it, because you should look at the credits,
because it says right there who wrote it.
Written by Brian
Braun,
Bob Guza.
Right. Because
that was, like, I was like, that's, there
Bob
you
was
go.
Actually
there's
the one that wrote most of Jason and Robin in the beginning, so it made sense. He made it make sense.
Yeah, he did,
you know?
And I just Steve Burton.
They can take any character, and the writers can do it, but if they're not given the leeway to do it, to respect history, you know?
Yeah.
They're not going to do it, you know?
Supposedly, I guess the scripts go to somebody before they go to the producers or whatever, right? And
uh-huh.
then that's where they let them change it. They have to change it, or else
Or they cut scenes. And
yeah,
that's not
they cut
always.
A lot.
Some people think it's Bob cutting the scenes, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how Franz is getting so much control over the show, because especially now with this whole Jake storyline, there's a lot of backlash with it.
You know what?
Especially from other...
I don't even know
if
that's part of his job description.
I know.
Dictate what happens
we
on...
Could,
it
like,
isn't.
Man,
that's, what,
better.
That's what amazes me about the whole thing. He
you
shouldn't
know
have anything to do with it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he can have to do with the people that he works for him as far as... And, you know, it's also... What the heck is her name? The woman that... is she's the head of General Hospital. Phillips?
Jill Phillips.
Jill Phillips or something?
Huh?
Ann Sweeney?
Ann Sweeney?
No, not Ann. No, not Ann.
Jill
Sweeney.
Farron Phelps.
I want to say it's Phillips.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jill Farron. Yeah,
is it Jill Farron Phelps?
Yep.
Yes.
She's
but
kind of in charge.
Anyway, it's a. She's like in the position of Winnie Rich would have been in when Claire was still there. You know,
mm-hmm.
like Claire was the head person, and then there was Wendy Rich, because Wendy, that's how Wendy ended up taking over after Claire left, which was still good back in the 90s, you know, the writing and
yeah.
everything. But the only thing that they would get involved with was they wouldn't let them ruin the history or the characters that had the history of the show. Like if the writers mm-hmm. were going to write somebody in a bad light, like back then, the character of Robin was very well loved. So if
yeah.
anybody was going to write anything bad about Robin, you know, it was going to be stopped. They're going to have to, you know, but
yeah.
But it's kind of opposite with Franz. I mean,
yeah.
it's like for some reason he thinks the people that haven't even been. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I know a lot of people like the character of Patrick, but how long has Patrick been on the show? I mean, you have to take
yeah,
you have to
like
take the
years.
History of the people first. Before,
yeah.
Or that's the way I feel because I'm a time.
Yeah.
Fan.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, just like Kelly. I mean, she hasn't been there. You know? Yeah, she's been there for how?
Been there
but still,
for like 03 or
long
something.
As Kimberly or
yeah.
Becky's been there.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Even though Kimberly left, she's still one of the people that has been there the longest.
Yeah.
Even
she's
with
been
all
there
that,
since, like,
you know,
1986, I think, or something.
Yeah, she was such a cute
yep.
little kid.
I know. I know. Yeah. Gosh, I know.
Sometimes I wish they would bring back, you know, her parents. I'd love to have Robert.
Well, you know,
although
now
he's
what Tristan is, he's on
right,
Why
he's
Not
on
now,
soap.
And
yeah,
what Dini Francis is going to be going over there and playing his wife, go figure, ironically. Isn't that funny?
He doesn't
think.
Yeah, it is. But see, he already said, Tristan already said that he wouldn't come back to General Hospital again.
See,
know,
I'm glad that they're
he
not.
He said the vets were treated poorly.
They are so treated
they
poorly.
Are so,
look at even
yeah,
Jeannie
they
Francis.
Bring them in. They bring them in to boost up their ratings, and then
I
they
know,
crap
and then,
on them.
And then they,
yeah.
yeah. I know.
But also,
I mean,
Jeannie Francis said that she wouldn't be coming back either.
Yeah, I'm glad. She said something on Oprah about it, right? I forgot exactly what
she
said.
She said
yeah,
that he had played the victim enough and
yeah.
then you.
Right. But if you
yeah.
were Coney, you're talking about the one that, you know, you're talking about Jeannie Francis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's, yeah. if to me, though, the best thing that General Hospital could do and the best thing that Jeannie Francis could do, even though they kind of crapped on her and stuff, if Luke is going to leave, if he's going to, or like the character of Luke's going to leave or whatever, which
mm-hmm.
I think Tony Garry might be wanting to retire.
Yeah.
So to me, it would be a perfect time to bring Laura in because as an old-time fan, who wouldn't love to see Luke and Laura ride away in the sunset?
Ride away in the sunset, I know.
Yeah.
Whoever would have thought that Luke and Laura would be no more? You know what I'm saying? Back in the day,
I never
would have thought that there would be no more Luke and Laura. I never would have ever imagined Luke and
that's
Tracy.
Because of these stupid the stupid people in charge don't know.
I know. I still can't get into Luke and Tracy. I mean, I tolerate them. I'll watch them, but I can't. They're not as to me. They're not as good as Luke and Laura because they were just a grassroots.
No,
peasant,
I mean
you know,
I like
mean,
Tracy because she's a Quartermain. She has history. But
yeah.
yeah, I never did really like the couple. I mean, yeah, they're fun to watch when they
They're
fun to watch. But if it came down to it, my heart belongs to Luke and Laura, and it always will.
But I think in order for them in order for Jeannie Francis to come back, they're going to have to bring her back in a different kind of way, because you know General Hospital, Franz, they have this way that they bring these stars back, and they bring, like, these female stars back in their roles, but they have to be the damsel in distress.
You do know that when they brought Felicia back, that the actress that plays Felicia said she'd never come back, and she did. Even though it was a short scene,
mm-hmm.
she still did come back. And they treated her worse than any of the other ones they've treated.
Right.
They really did a real raw deal on her. And she, you know, and that's another reason why Frisco never spun back either, the character of Frisco, because Wagner would not come back with these current people in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any of them, though, any of the old-time vets, if they replaced the people in charge, they'd probably come back. You know?
I know.
I mean, if it's written right.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I do believe that time is about up, you know? I mean, he did the Ziggs thing. He said it in Morrison, and it had backfired so good because he needed to be outed. This, for the Ziggs thing on his own, he needs to be out. But he needs to be out for having a stillborn baby on AMC. You know, they thought One Life to Live was going to have a teen suicide, but they didn't go that route, thank God. But the thing is, Franz has done all of this emotion, has way too much control, and we need to get the bastard out before it's way too late.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
I think the smartest thing they could do is bring back maybe Wendy Rich or... You know,
right.
I think it would be a smart move. And, you know, right now, I don't even know what she's... I haven't researched her for a while. I know she was writing for another soap for a little while. But, you know, soaps are few and far between now. I mean, there's hardly any soaps left. So if you want to keep this soap going, you're going to have to do something. Otherwise, it's going to end up dying.
Yeah.
See, and for us old-time fans, I don't know... Back in the 80s, they were going to cancel it, and then we fought to keep it going.
I heard about that. I heard, yeah.
So if we wouldn't have fought to keep it going, there wouldn't even be a General Hospital today. And that's what I hate about how Franz is with all the old-time fans and everything. It's like he caters so much to the new fans. These new
mm-hmm.
fans that are here, you know, yeah, some of them are you know, I'm not going to say all of them, but there are a lot of them that soon as their couple is gone and over with, they're gone. They can stick around and watch the soap for 30, 40 years. Like, you know, I'm going on actually 38 years. So
mm-hmm.
they ain't going to watch it for that long. You know? I mean, that's what keeps you going. You got to look at, you know, and then with the ratings that they've been getting, it's not only, now they like to say that it's because of, that one actor from what is his name from Spider-Man?
Franco.
Franco.
Yeah, they tried to say because Franco is back that they're getting. That might be part of it, but I think what really did it for them was the Sonny and Brenda story, the wedding.
Yeah.
The wedding definitely did it because a lot of people, regardless whether they watch General Hospital today, I know. Several, you know, like a lot of people that came back just to watch that. They've waited so many years for that couple to get married. You know, like stuff like that's going to bring, you know, but just to do that and then twist it like they do and then ruin the couple before it even gets started, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't know the logic in what Franz is thinking.
He's thinking. He's only thinking of himself, what he wants to see.
I think he said
he went to his daughter. He went to his daughter about Jason and Sam, and she said that his daughter loves that couple. And so that's probably where he went based on. is the teeny buffer.
Yeah, but see, like I said, though, even though that his daughter loved this couple, you got to also look at the people that actually stick around and watch a soap.
I know.
I mean,
yeah.
If people get, you know, it's somebody that you want, why would you hurt the people that have actually been the ones that kept you and your paycheck going?
I know. Doesn't make any sense.
And see, that's one of the reasons, you know, not only did Liaison Fans make a difference in getting Becky back, but a lot of people got together and said, hey, this is enough, you know.
Yes,
whether
yes.
you were a Liaison fan or not, even me, you know. I mean, I got involved with it. I thought that was a crappy deal, you know.
Yeah.
She didn't deserve to be canned. You know, if you're going to can somebody new.
I know.
Or can somebody that's been there for less time.
And I understand it's cheaper to bring in the newbies, but I'm sure if they would have came to Becky and asked her, we need to give you a pay cut, is that okay?
Well,
instead
you know,
of getting,
they're bringing in all these new people.
It wouldn't have been the pay cut, though.
We know it was storyline reasons.
They just don't have to bring in all these new people. Even though they're cheaper, they're bringing in how many new people here?
I know.
They don't need all these new people.
I know. It just ruins the dynamic
right?
of the show. It just ruins the whole compelling story.
Okay?
They need to call it something else now.
What?
They need to change the title to, like, General Central or something, you know? Whatever. I don't know, you know?
I know that all the Liaison Fans here are going to hate me, but I would have taken the Jake storyline if they would have done it right.
I would have went along with it.
If they would have played it out correctly, if they would have taken the time to tell the story and not
Instead of getting blaming, it's like they put, in a way, they put all the blame on Becky or like, you know,
right.
Not Becky, but they put the blame on Liz when we all know, and I'm a parent, and whether it's a soap or not, you know, crap happens and you can turn your head for a second and your kid could be, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So why they tried to make it seem and that it was Becky's fault, or not Becky, why do I keep saying the act? Liz's fault is beyond me because it's so easy for it. Like I said, I think they wanted to do a BJ story like they did with
BJ.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah.
And it just didn't happen. You can't trump that one. That one was a good written, well thought out storyline that involved the whole cast.
Yeah,
this was not a well written involving. You know, they tried to involve the whole cast.
Yeah.
So what this should have done though, instead of it should have brought, you should have seen more of a loving interaction between Liz and Jason, too, because of the fact that was their child. Regardless of how it happened.
I know.
I'm going on this, like, that they didn't even want Jason and Elizabeth together. So this is what I mean. If they would have taken the time to tell the story that, you know, and they would have brought out Jake's paternity secrets, because if they would have went and told everybody that Jake was actually Jason's son, that would involve everybody on that canvas.
Yeah.
Everyone. It would affect everybody's lives. And then you could see Jocelyn getting sick and her deteriorating, getting worse. It doesn't have to be.
What I don't understand is why do they have to have
get together?
But see, I haven't been watching. What is Carly's daughter sick of exactly?
She has
a stage 5 kidney cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is? are they trying to say Jake is going to help her in some way? Is that?
Yeah, I was going to give his kidney to Jocelyn.
So this is totally the BJ story.
Yeah, if you want to put it that way, they're
But it's not the BJ storyline.
It's not
because number one, no one saw Jake. Liz. Lucky Ozation wasn't allowed to see him before Susie.
I think
that's what they were trying to do, though.
They were trying to do that.
They can't possibly comprehend.
Yeah.
And they can't do it any justice.
And what I agree with Ali in the sense, if they would have played it, like, have them see their child, have them stand there. Like, when the BJ storyline was happening, you saw Felicia almost on the floor in tears. You saw Tony saying goodbye to his daughter. You saw, now, if maybe they would have, yeah. If Jake, every time Jason or even Elizabeth would go try to see Jake, they would get interrupted. And if we only would have saw the emotions of everybody going, saying goodbye to their son, watching them take him on life support, that would have been a great story.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a learning experience.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the fact that, you know, you learned about, heart transplants and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that. But this storyline, to me, just doesn't make any sense.
I know, it does not make nothing whatsoever.
So they're trying to say Jake is going to save Carly's daughters. I just don't... How is that?
Because it never happened. It never happened. Jake is not dead. I'm going to say that until
that's what they were trying to portray, though, right? I mean, they were trying to say that Jake was going...
Yes.
Not saying that... I'm just saying that they were trying to make it look that way, that Jake was helping Carly's baby. But what's the connection there? How is that possible? Jake's not related to... I just don't
understand.
I know. I don't think we're ever going to understand General Hospital. Whoever would have thought we'd be analyzing General Hospital back, years ago or trying to understand.
Oh, no, because back in the 90s, you didn't have... It wouldn't have been analyzed at all.
I know.
I mean, majority of the time, it was like you were on your seat.
You're on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
I could not wait. Even when Friday came, I hated waiting the whole weekend to find out what was happening, especially when Liz and Jason were on or whatever exciting storylines. I couldn't wait to find out what was going to happen to Karen or Jagger. I couldn't wait to see what Karen's going to do next on General Hospital. Is she going to finally tell Jagger that she got molested or...
I remember not being able to watch all of General Hospital on Friday's episode because I didn't want to be left as a cliffhanger.
That's how I am.
Really? Yeah.
That's how I am. I'm like, okay, I'm not, I hate cliffhangers. I wish they were never invented because it's like you have to wait the whole fucking weekend and you're thinking, okay, and now it's like, even now, even when the writing's so crappy, it's like, okay, is Monday here yet? This is the what they are going to do, what they are not going to do, and...
I personally don't see how anybody could be happy with the writing. The only way I can think of it is, and I've tried to say before, is like, and it's not, everybody has to start at a certain time watching, even I was new watching General Hospital at one time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the newer people don't know what it's like to actually see a good, well-written...
No, they don't. That's
storyline.
I know.
I don't.
And when they go on these message boards and they, like on Facebook, when they say, oh, the writing, this show's really great, I'll go... If you think this show is great, I would hate to see how, if you, when you think this show is like the best show in the world or something, You know what I mean? Because
or like don't you kind of laugh when somebody comes and you're like, even if it's, you know, J&R liaison and they're like going on about, you know, their couple, and then they'll say, they'll try to act like they know, well, I watched, you know, I was a fan of J&R back in the day, and then they'll say something, and then it's totally not even anything to do with J&R, or they got it wrong. So
yeah.
It's like, how in the heck can you say you were a J&R fan or a liaison fan when you don't even know what you're talking about?
I know, and and it's, and like, there's this one person, that one person on the message board, and she goes by what people say about Liz and Jason, about how she'll ask them, oh, what was the whole thing about the first time around with Liz and Jason? Why is everybody thinking that they were a couple? Did they sleep? Did they live together? Were they out in public together or whatever? And so she goes based on what people say, and she doesn't go to take the time out of herself to go on YouTube and just be a little bit open-minded to Liz and Jason. Because I'm open-minded. I try to be open-minded. I did with Jason and Sam. I can't. At least I was willing to try. This person, they even post little clips on them for her. And she's like, and then some people actually list everything about Liz and Jason on there. And
before Kimberly came back, I actually gave Jasmine a try.
You did? Really?
I tried, okay? and I just didn't understand the appeal between the two. So, you know, and then when Robin came back and all that, and I was thinking to myself, you know, I just don't understand what is so great about this couple.
I don't understand either.
Well,
I mean,
and back then it was like, okay, let's get Chinese food. I mean, what the heck is that?
I know.
That's not a romantic couple.
Like, this couple really has substance, you know, really, you know.
I think General Hospital is just so funny. I mean, they pay people to, you know, go back into the history. And, you know, make sure that it knows
history.
Everything.
They should know
it. But yet, it's not there. It's like they're paying these people
for
nothing.
No, they rewrite it all the time. That's the sad part.
Yeah.
I
loved it whenever Jack said, whenever he found out that Jake had died, that, you know, he went and he said that he couldn't imagine what Elizabeth was going through because he had never lost a child. And I was yelling at the screen, jumping up and down. You lost a fucking child with Elizabeth.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, huh? I forgot about that.
Yes.
I keep forgetting. The problem with General Hospital these days is that I just forget about
these
little
things. Yeah, they rewrite
everything
badly.
Yeah.
It's like think people just forget. The majority of the people that have been watching it for years.
Yeah.
And I think there are even remindings sometimes, even old time fans. It's like I find myself reminding them because some of them will sit there and say, "Oh, well, this was, you know what, this is a good soap. I like this couple, da-da-da-da." And I'm like, well, do you remember what it was like in the 90s or even the beginning of 2000? Do you remember? Because obviously you don't remember.
You don't remember, yeah. I mean,
you don't remember what a good, compelling storyline
is. Oh, God, I remember when you had Anna Robin's parents, Anna and Robert. You had Frisco and Felicia. You had Duke and Anna. You had Luke and Laura. You had Sean and Tiffany. You know, they would get into their antics, and it was worth watching. It was worth watching. Yeah, I was proud to say that I loved General Hospital back, but I can't be proud anymore of the show. No wonder parents are not passing it on to their kids anymore, the show, because it's not.
It's sad.
It's sad. It's like an heirloom. People with like an heirloom are passing it on to each generation, but you can't pass this crap because I wouldn't want my child to be put through this show anymore.
I'm actually glad my grandma isn't here to see it. I mean, my grandma passed in 98.
Yeah, because none of my family watched it, but she was kind of like my grandmother, and she used to always watch me. She kind of passed Days of Our Lives to me. That was my very first venue, you know, and I don't remember who watched it in a hospital. Maybe it was my sister, but yeah, it's like, you know, I was so proud of
General Hospital. Yeah, sadly, I never watched any other soaps. I mean, I watched only ABC.
See, that's the problem now.
What was it? It was Ryan's Hope.
Ryan's Hope.
You know, Loving.
And I don't have a soap to go to anymore. Since I don't want to watch on hospital, I used to be able to go to Guiding Light, and I can't go to Guiding Light anymore because it's not on anymore. But you used to have other shows just to go to in the meantime until the year other show got a little bit better.
Right.
You know?
Good night.
Okay. All right.
Night.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, Christy, me, and you, Teal, and Dawn.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Christy, you kind of fell in love with Liz and Jason just watching it on YouTube, right? Is she on there?
Well, yeah, after they slept together, the one night of passion, because that was the year I started watching this, 2006, and I was a proud General Hospital fan back then.
Yeah.
And I was like, I watch it on my DVR. I even watch like 15 minutes of it before class, and then like run the class, and then run back to my DVR after class. But now it's totally not even,
I didn't even know that they were. I wasn't even here at the time because I think I was on vacation or was on a trip in another country at that time, and I didn't even know that they were going to be together.
I didn't watch spoilers or anything back then.
I
still think they could have gave you a better storyline than that.
I know, it's a bunch of...
I mean, if they were going to put the couple together, I think they should have gave a better... Yeah, but see, though, it's like it wasn't fair to the fan your fan base to say, you know, get smacked in the face saying it was a one-nighter either.
It's not you, but
you know, Jasmine fans were saying, oh,
yeah, they're calling it the summer of. They're calling it the summer of sleaze, is what they're calling it. The summer of sleaze.
You know what?
Liz and Jason, Sam's the sleaze. Liz is in the sleaze. Sam, I think they're mixing their women around.
I think they tried to ruin the character of Liz, which is very unfair. Because Liz was one of those characters that was a lot like...
Yeah, I know.
Like, Liz used to be a lot like, in a sense, the character of Robin, too, because they were both, you know, good, pure, not slutty women, you know?
Yeah.
They were,
and you can't... And,
so,
you, and to make she was raped, and to make her a survivor and to turn her into something that she overcame... She became stronger, and to bring her stupid to that level to be and use and to make her use
like
her.
They tried to make her that way.
Yeah.
Back when they did the storyline with when it was the first time when she was with Jason and she ended up taking, you know, Lucky back and all that. The way they written it that way, even, I think they were setting it up to make her look bad, you know? I mean, I don't understand, you know, like I said, it's like they think poorly of the women on General Hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, the women that are good women that actually deserve to be treated, you know, decent are being treated like the storylines are, because... Not in a million years would I ever have thought that, you know, Robin would be, you know, with the man that cheated on her.
I know. You know, now that I think about the character of Robin, you know what you're saying. It's like, just like with this whole Lisa thing, there is no way in hell that this person, that Lisa would be doing this. Robin would have, you know,
would
have Robin
Mojo kick butt.
Yeah,
yeah,
there is no way. You know, Robin would have let Lisa do this to her, or put her down the well,
but,
or Robin's would have just, you know, done. She would have just walked away.
I didn't
quiet,
like the way they did it. The storyline, you know, and then they tried to make it look like Robin, because Robin went away and helped with the AIDS, you know, went to Africa, that it was kind of her fault. And
yeah, that's what, yeah.
I just didn't like the storyline written that way.
Because,
I mean,
well,
I
you know what,
Patrick
was jealous of a ghost. Patrick was jealous of Stone, the ghost, and he thought she was getting too involved with this whole thing, but that
it
was something, he knew that about her. He knew that
but see, that's one of the things that could have happened.
Thing.
That's one of the things that made J&R so great.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
it, made
it was.
Such a great couple.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I mean,
he didn't care, you know.
It actually made them a couple.
Jason
never, ever, would have never, ever been like that, you know. I mean, some of the things that Patrick said in the beginning, you know, about how he, you know, about the character of Stone and how he probably wouldn't, if he was alive today, would have been a thug.
Oh, is that what he said?
He said that a long time ago. This
oh, he
before
did?
They, yeah, this
oh,
was
okay.
before they got married.
Oh, I
but
don't remember
the
that.
The point is, yeah, in other words, that's what he was saying. If he was still alive because he was part of the mob,
the mob,
then he would still,
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
he would
think
kind
so.
Of be a, so,
you know what,
if
Robin was smaller, though, she just took Sonny up on his offer to take care of Lisa when Sonny
Lisa down to take
offered. You know what, I'm sick of people
but
saying,
even
that oh,
was
not.
But even
you know
that
what?
Really wasn't Robin. She wouldn't have had anybody, I don't
you
know.
You know what, she stood up.
Well,
she
should
really
have, but
stood
I mean,
up. I mean, I'm sorry. Your best friend was a monster. He treats you like a little sister. He would die for you. And this psycho is coming between you and your husband.
And
this is off Lisa. Sonny could have Lisa if
even
Robin knew to mine.
If he didn't want to do it, that psycho couldn't get in between the two. That's the thing. That's my thing. Because I already
well,
had it was very sadly written. Because if even a psycho, even if she tried to make it get in between the two of them, Patrick did it. Period. He did it. I mean that, and they never actually made him live up to that part of it. I mean, they always tried to make it look like it was all, you know, like Lisa drugged him to do it, and that's not what happened. If you remember, when they first, you know, and believe it or not, I about gagged watching it because I'm not really. But anyway, when they did it, Lisa kept saying to him, and this is before they portrayed Lisa as this evil, evil, crazy woman. They said to her, or she said to him, at least three times. I want you to rewatch it. She said, Patrick, go home. She did say
that. Who
said
that? Lisa said that?
Yes, because he was drunk. She said, Patrick,
oh,
go
she
home.
Said, Patrick,
you're
go
drunk.
Home?
Right.
I don't remember. I guess I'm going to go and rewatch it.
When he first started hitting on her, she's like, Patrick, go home. She said it.
Really?
To him a couple
okay.
times. So it's not like.
It's
and
not
then
like
they
she made him do it.
Well, in my opinion, nobody can make you sleep with anybody you don't want to sleep with. You know, I think Patrick thought about his old days, and he just, you know, he thought it would be different. Whether or not he remorsed or felt bad about it afterwards, the point is he still did it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like they never portrayed the men as being bad. It's always the women.
You know,
if the women
it's
wouldn't
funny,
do
Jason,
that,
if you think
then
about it,
he's
Jason?
A bad person. Huh?
Jason's never really done anything. Jason's never really hurt any woman, has he? Has he really?
No.
He's
no.
never really. Even Liz, well, Liz really, I don't think, well, I don't know if Liz cheated on him with
Jason
Stander because.
Jason slept with Carly, And then once Jason figured out, he never understood because of what happened and the brain damage and everything, which the storyline was very well written back then.
Yeah.
He never actually understood what he was doing. And until Robin explained to him
what
that caused, then that was he understood it.
Then he understood. Then he didn't want to do,
right,
he didn't do it anymore.
He just didn't understand
yeah.
the whole concept. So he just didn't do it to anybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Remember, Carly, this is
but
your
no,
brother, Carly,
no,
and you like Laura Rice, Carly, okay? You didn't like Carly back in those days either.
Oh, okay, I forgot. You got another Jason Robin fan on the phone that agrees with everything you say. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we can't get
gospel.
Well, it's gotten to the point where I've hung up on her, you know, because I can't. It's not worth arguing about. General Hospital is not worth the time to argue, to get into fits of rage. Practically, no, I'm kidding, you know. And
we ain't gonna argue about it.
You know,
everybody's got different opinions,
and that's the problem. It's just like people are so. They're so loving their favorite characters. And, I mean, with Robin, I will admit that, you know, if she did something wrong, I won't 100% agree with what she did. So, I won't – if she were to go shoot somebody down cold-blooded, I would say she deserved to go to jail or whatever, you know, or something. So, I mean, I have an open mind to all these characters.
So
and I love Carly
if she took care of Lisa.
I really can't say it until if it was written well. I don't know. I'm just saying that was just an example. I mean, you know, Robin's not perfect. She makes mistakes too. You know, and
well, Robin says she's not perfect. Don't
yeah, she's not perfect. Yeah, she was on a pedestal. She told that to Jason in the hospital. Why is everybody exact? I don't know her exact words were, but she's like, I'm not a saint. Why does everybody have me on this pedestal?
And she never wanted to be treated that way.
And she never,
like she
and you know, and she's not. You know, she makes mistakes. If everybody was perfect, this whole world would be different. But, you know, I mean, and people put her on that pedestal. That's the thing. And when she gets, you know, something she does wrong and she get, you know, she falls off
or
of
they,
it.
Or they, yeah, because I have noticed a lot that, I don't know. I think it's more sometimes when Robin says things to Patrick or does things, you know, like says certain things, people say she's being a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you know, she's not being. I mean, if you really look at the situation and everything that's going on, I mean, the way that Robin's acted through this whole storyline to me is totally not the way any woman would act, whether it was Robin or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I just and it. They do the same thing with Liz too. They see certain things and then they're like, "Well, Liz is just being a bitch because you know." But it's like no, they're actually, you know, they're being human.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I don't know. I see that a lot, though. It seems like it happened a lot to Robin and Liz that I see on the boards a lot where people,
and the thing
know,
is that these are two strong women. They're two
exactly.
strong
they,
women. Liz came
they
to
tried
town.
It.
She's Liz came to town a little bit of a troublemaker, and she was she's a survivor. If she could survive a rape, you know, she can, you know what I mean? She became, you know, a woman after that. She became a strong woman, and you know, and to beat her down like the way they've done on the show, it's like,
yeah,
come
it's
on,
like
Liz, you survived a rape. Come on, you know, get your you
or
get back at him
like
or something.
They write these storylines and then they don't. It's like with the Patrick storyline cheating. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, Robin has AIDS. Well, how educational is that? It's
yeah.
not
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I know it's a soap, but still.
Yeah.
back when they brought this AIDS, you know, with Robin and you know, with this whole storyline, it was to set, you know, that's why it's so legendary. Because
yeah.
it's like it taught people that didn't know about it something that's actually, you know, I mean, something like that you don't want to play around with. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Even though
yeah.
it's just a soap, I mean, AIDS is real.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real life.
Oh,
business.
I see what
people
yeah, I see what you're saying. So, yeah.
That was
yeah.
another hurtful thing in the whole storyline, because even though he Lisa might have assumed, but even back when Patrick was with Layla, I mean, you never actually heard Patrick tell Layla that Robin had AIDS.
Well, you know, with
that's
Carly,
my thing.
Remember
it's
when
like all
remember when Robin was doing this at the nurse's ball and Jason came to lift her up from the stage and Carly was there. She saw them, and so she assumed that they were she's like, oh, my God, you're with her. We're sleeping together, and you didn't tell me, you know,
right.
that she's got AIDS. You know, are you sleep? You know, you're sleeping with her, and you could, or you know what
yeah,
I mean?
But
so
you have to, though, it was different. It's written different. The way they did
yeah.
it, said it was different. And
yeah.
Jason was, even though Jason Morgan was like an infant, kind of like a thing, you know, because he didn't, with the brain damage and everything, he was learning everything over. He still had part of that part of him, that Q, that Jason Q always loved about, you know, wanting to be a doctor. He
yeah.
always had that understanding about AIDS.
Yeah.
He knew
oh,
what
that's
he could
right.
do. He
yeah,
would have never...
Did.
He would have never put Carly in the position of giving her AIDS.
Yeah.
You understand? I mean, it's like...
Yeah, no, yeah.
It was written different than
yeah.
it is today.
Well, he even was willing... He even was trying to convince Robin, you can't... He wanted to make love to her, and she didn't want to, and, you know, and she even had him go to Alan and ask,
you know yeah.
the risks and... Yeah.
Well, they try to make.
Yeah, but I've been on the phone.
Okay. Oh, she muted us. She muted us again. No, I mean, I still think that Jake's gonna appeal. You know. Hopefully sooner or later, because, you know, when you don't have the phone, you're on screen. You know, I mean, come on, that was the first phone you're on screen. They even had a phone for Sam's idiot baby Lila. So, come on, I mean, you know,
yeah.
and there's
yeah.
too many holes in the story.
Yeah, you could be right.
What was that you said? I said that there are too many holes in the story for Jake to not be dead, because, you know, when you don't have a foot, you're on screen, and you have one for Sam's dead bone baby that didn't even see the light of day. Come on, people, let's, you know, get real about this. You know, well, we never saw the body. We never saw him get hit. Suppose he never got hit. Suppose the Swiss happened then, oh, when Lucky and Jason were talking. And, you know, because the three of them did not go in the room. I mean, come on. You know, Liz wanted to be with him before Susie.
Maybe they left it open that way so they could eventually bring him back. But, you know, I mean, you could be right. I mean, maybe they wrote it that way because they left the door open, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
maybe they left that way because they knew what backlash this was going to get. I mean, they've been getting backlash every day since this happened because, you know, you kill a kid off that has been there for 4 years and that had ties to two families. No, they are not just going to get away with this. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, sometimes I was about to fly LA and punch Fawn myself because of everything he has done.
Well, I hope you're right about it. I do. I agree. I just, you know, I usually just, my problem is, it's like when the one caller says that she doesn't always, you know, get her hopes up or whatever, she's always let down or whatever. I try not to with this soap anymore. I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Because, I mean, back when they killed, and I know it wasn't a child, when they killed Alan, to me that was like, I mean, that was a huge mistake. You know, I mean, they killed a big part of the show, a big history.
I know,
I
know. And then to bring him back as a ghost, oh my
right,
God.
Right, right.
You
know? You
know?
And, you know, and I try not to, I guess that's why we have you guys, because you can always give us the good, you know, always remind us that there is, you know, there is hope out there, you know?
Well, and, you
know what, I mean.
The problem with me is that, when Liz and Jason were together, I had hope. I always had hope, even when he was with Courtney, even when we got Sam with the first time. My hope was always there, and
me,
I still
have hope.
I just stopped watching it. I would go to my other channels.
I wouldn't be around if I didn't believe that. Believe me, I've been, you know, and it's not JNR is. I've loved other couples on General Hospital before
yeah.
that because I've been watching for a very long time. But
yeah.
I have to admit, and my, you know, Liaison's your guy, you know, certain people's couple that one couple that just grabs your heart and keeps it. Well,
yeah.
G&R
yeah.
is mine. I mean,
yeah.
that was one couple I will never forget and I will never, ever stop fighting for because that's
yeah.
just, you know.
See, yeah.
Not saying it's going to happen, but, you know, I'll never give up.
See, I'd be on the fence. I'd be so on the fence if there was no Sam and there was a triangle between Jason and Robin and Jason and Liz. I'd be so.
Well, see, that I
because
don't think that
I
would
love
happen.
Both couples,
because,
you know?
Yeah, but I don't think that would ever happen.
I know.
First of all, I don't think Kimberly and Becky would ever stand for a storyline like that.
You don't
I
think
mean, putting,
so?
No.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, why not?
It would be really good writing. I mean,
well, the reason is because Becky or Robin and Elizabeth are friends. Now, how friendly will you be if you ever been put in the position of being, you know, between a man and for you know, that's one of the reasons that I think. Kimberly, now some people say it's because Jasmine was so popular. That's not why they didn't put, you know, they stopped the three-way between Jasmine and
Why did they stop it?
It's because Kimberly didn't want to be the other woman.
Oh, really? Okay.
She had that. She done that. She didn't want that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Golly,
yeah,
wish Becky had that power.
Well, now she's kind of
wish Becky had that power to say, no, I don't want Lucky. I want to be in Jason's storyline. I wish Rebecca Hoops could have that power. I mean, Kimberly had the power to say no to that. You know, God, maybe what did Rebecca Hoops have to do to get a storyline she wanted?
I know. The thing is though, you know that they... Well, look at what they did to her. I mean, look at what they did to the only...
I don't think they should... See, my problem is even if they wanted to put J&R together tomorrow, I would have a hard problem. I'd have a problem with that, even as a J&R fan, because of the fact that I want to lead up to it. I don't want it to be rushed. I don't want it
to
be pushed.
Me too. I would want...
And
that's how I feel about Liz and Jason.
I certainly don't want Robin to come between Jason and Sam. It
can
happen.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I would welcome that.
I know what you're saying.
I don't want Robin to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know? Just like I wouldn't want Liz to be the like
yeah.
they betrayed Liz.
They would
you know,
have
it's
to
like
make
they
want
to make him the bad guy to overshine Jasmine or
yeah.
to make Jasmine look this much greater.
See, that's the thing with this couple. Even when Liz was going through her breakdown, she was in Kelly's. And she went to Sam and asked her, how did you do it? How did you get Jason back or whatever? She's like, well, I got my self-respect back, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like thinking, Sam, you're one to talk about self-respect. you supposedly lost it when you were with Jason, and yet here you are again with the man that you lost your self-respect for. And then it's like they're painting Sam as the person.
Sam's character, you know? Was actually, believe it or not, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Sam, but I kind of sort of liked her a little bit when
you
she
did,
was actually
really?
On her own. Well, when she was on her own.
When she
was
with
Lucky,
I liked it when she was, yeah, me too. I liked it when
she was
away from Jason, too.
She was a totally different character than she is.
Yeah, she
now,
was.
Now, you hear from the Jasmine fans that, the reason that they're meant for each other is because, you know, Sam accepts Jason for who he is.
No,
she doesn't.
No.
No, she doesn't. She overlooks it. That's the problem.
Yeah, she
if
overlooks
a woman
it.
Really loves a man, she wants that man to be better. Not work.
And
so that's why it always never, you know, the couple
and see,
never.
With Liz, though, I think she accepted. She eventually
accepted
who he was.
Well, Robin never did. Robin never did, but Liz did.
Robin didn't.
Is either
Robin accepted it, except Robin always felt Jason could do better.
That's why she tried.
Felt that Jason could do better than being in the mob.
Yeah.
Because
Robin told Jason that. I just feel
right.
You could do better. That's why he wanted him to leave the mob and do other stuff.
That's what love is.
Sonny, please get Jason out of the mob.
Okay.
It's way too dangerous, Sonny. Oh, my God, called Robin.
No,
it's so dangerous. Oh, Liz never played that card.
Stone was part of the mob, too.
The problem,
I mean,
reason Robin was that way is because of Duke.
Yes, because of
catching life. Duke was killed.
Okay.
Doing the mob. That's why Robin was very, you know. But she did it. She admitted it.
She admitted that she was scared. She was scared.
Right. She admitted that she made, you know, she didn't want him to be what she wanted him to be. She wanted him to be what he wanted to be. But she wanted more for him. Just like anybody else. I mean,
she was scared.
Somebody,
I don't blame her for, like, I mean, look at what happened. They were shoot up in her house, in her Uncle Mac's house. I mean, I don't know if that had, was that
yeah,
something
that
to do
really
with the mom?
Had to be weird, though, you know?
Robin is the one, she just, that was what took it for her. She just got tired of all of the deaths in her, you know, in her life, and, you know,
right,
and
but
I mean.
You know, I mean, and then you hear the Jasmine fans always saying that J&R broke up because of that fact, and that's not it at all.
No,
It had nothing to do with that at all.
No way. It had to do with the fact that she told the truth to TJ, you know, and stuff, and Jason couldn't accept, you know.
Well, it also had to do with the fact that Kimberly was leaving.
Yeah,
you know?
That too.
I mean, how would
do you believe that if she would have stayed, do you think that they would have gone further with their story or what?
Yeah, but it would have been like any couple eventually.
Yeah,
I mean,
eventually
Sam
probably would have come
forever into
town and been she would have been the third wheel or they would have, I don't know, but yeah.
I think
it's just like
had,
when Steve,
you know, like
it's just like when Steve
gets,
Burton kept leaving too. He kind of did the same thing as Kimberly did. He kept leaving and coming back, and you thought they were going to go with Liz and Jason. You know, they were together, and then he left, and then you're like, and then he comes back, and then they're going with further with the storyline, and then the last time he came back and stayed for good, you thought, I think they were going to go that route with Liz and Jason, but Franz was in there, and he said, no, I want him with Alicia Lee Willis, you know?
Yeah.
There went that really great storyline, because they wasted 10 years of a really good storyline with Liz and Jason. Liz and Jason could have had about 5 kids by now or whatever, you know what I mean?
5, yeah.
Or 7, yeah. They had a middle and an end. No, they had a beginning and an end, but no middle. You know what I'm saying? And where's the middle? I mean, come on. The middle was not that back in 07. That was the beginning. You know what I mean? Well, the beginning was when they first met. That was no middle. You know what I'm saying? That was not a middle at all.
What are you talking about? When they
met, you know, when they got together, their beginning, you know, when before Steve left, back in 99, yeah. When he got shot, that was amazing.
I thought you were talking when they first seen each other, because that's
true. Well, the boxcar, I didn't see the boxcar was, I had no idea that eventually that they would be put together, you know. I mean, I don't think I saw that scene for the very first time.
Each other the very first time when she was with Lucky and Jason was with Robin. That was the first time that they saw each other?
Was it the box call? No, they saw each other before. Didn't they see each other before that?
They saw each other before that, yeah.
Okay.
But it was just written differently.
No, it was
they were different. Jay and I were still together, so Jason looked at Jason like dreamy. I do remember that.
Oh, you do remember that? I don't remember that.
I remember the first time that Liz seen Jason that she thought he was cute. But Jason back then wasn't the type of person to really he was just Robin, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
It
was written, you know, because they were young.
I guess they officially met together. They met, you know, officially at the boxcar, I guess, is when Lucky introduced Liz to Jason as his girlfriend and stuff, but...
Right, but that was, see, that's the thing. That wasn't the first time they actually saw each other.
Yeah, I think that they... Because I have DVDs of the...
If I remember correctly, I could be wrong at where the place was, but I could have swore it was on the dock.
Was it on the dock? Really?
No.
I should check my DVD. I thought it was at the wedding of Brenda and Sunny is where she shot, because she came into town. She came in. That was like her first scene, Rebecca, when she came into town. She stole the invitation to...
when she actually first really noticed Jason.
When she first noticed Jason?
Yeah. Actually, they were walking by each other on the dock.
I don't remember that.
No?
Yeah.
I got to go back and check my DVDs or whatever, or YouTube. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But see, Beth, you know, it's like you could see, though, if she was younger than she was when they got together in 99, because it was actually, it was before 99, because she was there already doing the storyline. She was already there a year or two before they put them together.
Yeah, what year was it she got raped? Was it in 98 or 98, right?
I think it was 97 or 98.
I'm not sure. It might have been 98, Valentine's of 98, right? And Lucky, Lucky and Liz were not together that long before Jonathan Jackson left, huh?
I know.
They were only together for the whole rape storyline, and then when he found out his father raped Laura, and I think it was only for a year that they're really together. So if you think about it, you know, Jonathan Jackson, Lucky, they weren't together very long, you know. You know what I mean? They weren't like...
Right.
When I watch
Jonathan and the way he hit Jonathan Jackson today, even I can't associate the two Luckies.
I know, me neither. That's the problem.
Like the one Lucky that treated Liz like shit.
Yeah.
Even though, and then I don't know. I just can't associate either.
Because to me it's like when they bring the new actors to replace the role. To me, it's just like they replaced Jonathan Jackson with Jonathan Jackson. You know what I'm saying? It's like his twin, or you know what I mean? You can't go 10 years and
not
bring him back again.
Actually, believe it or not, I do like Jonathan Jackson as Lucky better than I did.
I did like Vaughn.
He made him look older and stuff. I just see that for me, it was just Jonathan Jackson always, when I thought of him and I thought of Luke, you know, and the whole Spencer family, I've always associated Jonathan Jackson with that because that's he was the kid that originally was with. You know, because that's when I think of Robin, I think of Kimberly because that's the way it was. You know, they didn't replace her, but you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
It's hard to replace somebody
that
but
was I mean,
a kid on the show, and then you know.
I know. I can understand. I could see. I mean, and to have
or
Jonathan
like they did
Jackson,
with Michael, they changed him all the. Different people they've changed them from, which I
and you know,
I don't know.
Speaking of Michael, he's in a relationship with that person Abby on this show. I can't like that couple. I can't like her. I don't.
I don't know.
I
kind of look at him and he looks too young for her.
I know. In
That's
real
what
life,
I don't like.
she's like 32 or 31, and he's like 21, I think. But I don't know how old she's been on the show.
Yeah, but
she
doesn't look 21.
She was born. I looked Andrea Bogart up once, and she's like in her 30s.
He looks like a baby.
She's like 30. He's only 21. He's only like
when
born
he
in
looks,
19.
He looks younger.
Baby.
Than
the show itself. Like, I thought Michael was only 16 or 17, but maybe
I think
he's like
Michael's.
18.
I think he's 18.
Well, they make him grow up fast.
I think he's supposed to be 18 or maybe 19.
Well, he's 18 and it's legal, I guess. But
I mean, one minute
like,
Michael was,
the other day.
You know,
is that illegal?
Michael was a little redhead. You know.
I know.
He was a little redhead, and then he woke up from a coma.
I like Chad Jewell as Michael, but they were thinking of bringing in a Zoe. See, they start these concepts, these storylines, and then they just throw them away or whatever. They take them off the table.
They do that all the time.
And there was like supposedly Maya's sister Zoe was gonna come and. You know, I was kind of hoping they put back on the table, but I was getting into Allie, that character Allie and Michael, you know, and that's when Sam hired Abby because he couldn't get close to a woman and he wanted a hooker to try to get you know have sex with or something and that's how Abby became into his life, but. I liked Allie. You start liking a couple or something, and then they totally ruin it. It's just like you start falling
you
in love
like
with a...
You can't like anybody.
I know. You can't. It's just like liking a new television show that's on TV, and then all of a sudden it's like off in like a day, you know, or something. It's like, where'd the television go? This television show go? But, yeah, so, I mean, I can't get into Michael and Abby. I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that Sam hired her. But I don't know.
Probably.
I was thinking about it the other day. I still don't think I would like him.
Yeah, wait a minute. Why that's another thing I don't understand. Why does Sam have to do everything?
I know.
Because
he's a little slut. And now Michael is getting involved. He's already slept with Abby. Now he wants to get into the mob. I think he wants to be Abby's protector, like bodyguard now.
Yeah, something that Jason would have never let happen in the first place. I don't know.
And,
it seems kind of weird the way they write.
And they're getting even
more crazy.
I mean,
they're making it. They're making it where everybody's hating the mob. And it, mob's always.
I don't. I don't hate the mob.
And you
know, I don't hate
the
mob.
Well,
a lot of people.
I don't love the mob, but I don't hate the mob. I mean, I'm just tired.
I love the mob. I mean,
I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of.
They can write it. Well, see, the problem is, like I said before, they've always had the mob.
But they didn't have it. It wasn't heavily.
But they didn't. Well, no, it's not. It's not that it was. See, the thing is that they center around those four characters or whoever their characters are.
Yeah, but what will happen when they're not there anymore.
Well, what they should do is involve the whole cast.
Yeah, I know.
Period.
Maybe they should.
You can do.
Well,
you can
maybe
do a
they're
mob
trying,
story.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Like if you remember back in the day when they had the explosion at Luke's and you know the mob shooting out at Luke's and you know trying to shoot and they actually got Nick in the throat instead of Jason. Remember back then?
Yeah.
Those days. I mean, that was...